We begin the current daf begin on the second line down to the top of the yamud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had quoted a halacha from Rechib Rabba, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, on the bottom of Yudzayin Mid Aleph. If someone's toyin achar ma'isa bezin, in other words, something that which is an automatic stipulation of the courts, for example, the obligation of a ksuba or to provide for a wife and daughter's mezainis. So if he claims that he paid it up already, he took care of his obligation, said Rabbi Yechon Loi Maklomi hasn't said anything. What's the reason? Because any ma'isa bezin, it's as if the other party, even if they're not holding the document, even if the woman's not holding ksuba, it's as if she is holding it, and therefore the person cannot claim he paid it up, just like when someone else is holding the document, unless he has witnesses, verification to back up his claim that he took care of his obligation. Now, that Rechib Rabba said to Rabbi Yechon, he says, well, what do we need your statement for? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah says clearly that if a woman produces a get, even though she doesn't have the ksuba, she still could collect her ksuba. So you see that she doesn't need the document. It's as if she has it in her hand, and he's not believed to say that he paid it up. So that Rabbi Yechon said to him, look, you're right, but had I not told you this halacha, you would not have understood this from that Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. But you're right, that's alluded to in that Mishnah. Now, on that, Abaya asked, he says, what do you mean? To the contrary. What are you saying that that's mentioned, that Mishnah Masechtas Gittin? Actually, there's no proof. Actually, that Mishnah is not saying necessarily Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Because you could say that maybe that Mishnah is talking about in a place where they don't write kesubas usually. We're there when she produces her get. So that is the equivalent of showing that, okay, she's divorced, so she wants to collect the ksuba. And you're going to ask her, where's the ksuba? We don't write ksubas. Oh, okay, fine. So then collect. But said Abaya, maybe in the place where they do write a ksuba, then maybe only if she's actually holding the document, the ksuba, then she collects. If not, then she doesn't collect, and then he would be believed, which would be not a proof for Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon says in any situation, whether they write ksubas or not, it's as if she is holding the document, even if she doesn't have the document that they wrote for her, that he would not be believed. Abaya says not. Maybe the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is only talking about a place where they don't write ksubas. Then the Gemara recorded that Abaya retracted from his question under B'Yechanan. And he says, it's not true, my contention. Why? He says, because if you would entertain to say that the Mishnah there is talking about only a place where they don't write a ksuba, but in a place where they do write a ksuba, then it's only if she would be holding ksuba, but if not, then she wouldn't be able to collect. Then says Abaya, what are you going to do with Almana Mina Erison? A widow from Erison, where even in places where they do write, they don't write for Erison. They only write it by the chuppah, by the nisuan. So what are you going to do over there? There always they're going to be able to say that I paid it up. Obviously, if the Chacham were Mesakan Iksuba for an Almana from Erison, must be that there would be some way of collecting that, because we don't believe the husband to say that Parati, even in a place where they normally do write, because in those places for the widow they don't, for the widow from Erison they don't write, and yet the Chacham is saying that make Iksuba. Now, if everyone's going to be able to say we paid up according to what Abaya's contention was. Obviously, says Abaya, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan, that in all situations, even the place where they do write ksuba and she doesn't have it, like by the Amonim and the Erison, still he's not believed to say that he paid it up. Now, that the Gemara had asked, Markashisha Breed of Chizda asked Ravashi, saying, wait a second, Abaya is retracting his question on Rabbi Yechanan, because what are you going to do with Amonim and the Erison with her ksuba? On that he asked, how do you know that Amonim Erison actually gets a ksuba? Who said that the Chumman mandated ksuba? Because although, like we tried bringing a proof in the Mishnah Masechet Ksubas that a widow from Erison would get a ksuba, maybe that's only when he actually wrote one for her. He could write one for her, but who said the Chum were Mesakin? The whole reason why he fell off his proof was because, well, why would the Chum be Mesakin the ksuba from Erison if no woman's going to be able to collect it, because he's just going to say he paid it up and we believe him, according to what Abaya's contention was. But on that, the Gemara is asking, but what's he's presupposing regarding that there is a ksuba that the Chum mandated for Amonim and Erison? Where do you find such a source? So that's where we're in the middle of continuing. So the Gemara says, Ve'elam and the Tanir of Chibar Ami. We could bring a proof that there is a ksuba that the Chum were Mesakin for even an Arusa from the following Brisa that Rav Chibar Ami taught. Brisa says, Ishtei Arusa, his wife that he's engaged to. So the halacha is loy oinen. In other words, there's no halacha of aninus, which is the time period of the day that the close relative passes away, which, for example, if one is not allowed to partake and eat of kadshim on that day. So there is no halacha for an arusa when she dies. And v'lo mitamela, moreover, if let's say he's a kayin, he's not allowed to make himself tame by coming in contact with her. Because although the Torah says that a kohen is allowed to become tummy to the seven close relatives, and one of them is ki'im l'she'eroi, which is the reference to his wife, That's only after Nisuin. But a woman that he's engaged to is not considered She'eroi because they never had what's called Kiruv Basar, being intimate, which is only a stage when you have Nisuin. That's when you become a She'er, which is like a person's own flesh. So, therefore, although that he was engaged to her and she passed away, he does not become an Einin, and he's not allowed to be Metamato if he's a Kohen. And V'chein he, so to her, the other way around. If let's say he passes away, Lo Einin, she does not have the Halacha of her Einin, but Lo Metamaloi, and she's not Metamatim. Now, as Rashi points out, that's not because of the Halachas of Kohuna, because actually a Kohenis is not forewarned on the Halachas of Tumah. As the Pasuk there says, that it's only for Bnei Aaron, but not for Bnei Aaron. What the halacha is saying is that she does not have to make herself tamitim, whether she's a kohenis or a yisraelis, because there's halacha that there's a mitzvah to involve oneself with one of the seven close relatives that pass away that it says over there, and it says lo yitama, which is taught in the brisa, lo yitama to her, he should be mitami this kohen, meaning to his relative, that it's a mitzvah. And moreover, if the person doesn't want to, we actually forcibly make him tame, as it's brought in Teres Kanan with a story with Yosef HaKohen. Now continues the Braisa, Mesa, if she dies, Einu Yarsha, he does not inherit her, because although the halacha is that a husband inherits the wife, that's learned out from She'iroi HaKarovei Lav, Mimishpachtoi, which that's where it says, V'yarish Eisa, and again, as we just said before, this is not She'eroi, it's only when he had Nisuin, but when he just had Erisin, she's not considered She'eroi to inherit her. Meishu, if he passes away, Kovei Ksubasa, she does collect her Ksuba. Now, one thing that the Gemara is asking from, and that this was Abaye's proof, why you see that there is a Ksuba for Namona for Erisin, because this is the Halacha that we're talking about, Ishtar Rusa, and that we're saying that when he dies, she collects her Ksuba. So again, so that is the proof for Abaye's contention that why then if there was a ksuba for the Amon and Erison, if the husband would be believed to say parati in the place where they normally do write a ksuba, which they do not write for the Arusa, then why would there, if he's believed, then why would there be misaket such a ksuba? Must be, again, like Abaye had said. Now that the Gemara says, no, the mother kasabla. Maybe it's not a raya to Abaye. Maybe there is no takans chachamim to be misaket a ksuba for Almana, from Erison. Maybe this case of the bride's tumah, where he happened to write her one. When he wrote her a ksuba, then when he passed away, even though they never had nisuin, then she collects it. Now, v'chitim, if you're going to say the kasab la maila memra, so if it's some other case where he wrote a ksuba, then what's the need to say this halach? Of course, if he wrote a ksuba is collected upon divorce or upon becoming widowed. So, of course, she's going to collect. And that says the Gemara, you're right, that wasn't the primary chiddush of the Braisa. Mesa in the Yersha is Sukhalei. The primary chiddush of the Braisa was to say the other way. When she dies, that he does not inherit her. But you're right, the fact that when he dies, she collects a ksuba, of course, if he's writing it, and he's making himself indebted to that, then of course she could collect. But who said there's a riot to the halacha of Abaya, that there's a takans chachamim of a ksuba, which is an automatic tanai bezin? Who said? Maybe that's only when he writes it. And you're right, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush was for the other halacha. So the Gemara says you're right. We don't have a source that there is a takans chachamim for a ksuba of an arusa. So then why was it that Abaye retracted? As we explained before, the whole reason why he retracted was because then what are you going to explain for the takans chachamim of a ksuba of an arusa? So Ella rather says the Gemara, Abaye that said before, lav milsehi da'armi, he said, oh, my question that I was contending that the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin does not support Rabbi Yochanan, that he later retracted, that's because miguf v'demasnitin. From the actual Mishnah over there, Masechtas Gittin of Hitzio Get, when she produces the Get, it's because the Mishnah itself was difficult. That's why Kahadar Bey, that's why he retracted, because the Isa Gadai Dech Ivi would entertain to say that the reason of that Mishnah is not because, like Rabbi Yochanan had said, which Abaye wanted to contend, that Ein Toinach HaMaisa Bezdin, that you cannot claim that you paid up something that's a stipulation of the court, meaning that b'makom shein kaisin k'subaskinan, and rather the halacha, the Mishnah they was talking about, because as Abaye had contended, that Mishnah that was talking about where they don't write a ksuba normally, where the get and the ksubasa, where the get is the ksuba, that's what Abaye was contending. How do you know it's supporting Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? That said, Abaye, he later retracted, he says, because atu get manu masayim k'siv bei. What do you think? In the get itself, you think it says anything about if she's a almana, that when she got married, she's getting 100, and she was a basula, she gets 200, to say that the get will be proving regarding that obligation, how could you say that the get is a ksuba? Now, if you're going to say that, okay, that wouldn't be a reason to reject my rejection, because kiven tekinu rabbanu lemigvula, since the rabbis instituted that she could collect, because they don't write ksubas in that place. So the only way we could prove that she's owed the ksuba is by presenting her get. So command chsibbe dami, so it's as if it was written as if in the get that it's established that Amana or Messiah, depending if she, when she got married, if she was a Basula or not. But then there's still another problem. Litoin Valema Parati, he should claim and say, I paid it up. Now, and if you're going to say that we tell him, wait a second. Iparato, if you had paid up the ksuba, meaning that there was no ksuba in this case. What was it? It was just a get. Now, when she presents the get, then he has to pay up the ksuba. So you should have torn up the get. Amalan, on that he'll tell us, loy shavakton, she didn't let me tear up the get. Amr, she said, be'inalin suvei bay, I need to be able to get married with it. No one's going to know. Everyone knew I was a married woman. I have to be able to prove that I got divorced. I need the get. Now, b'chitem amrin, if you're going to say that, we would say then back to the husband, wait a second. No, you should have torn the get, but and then written up on top of the get, this get that we tore, it's not because it's invalid get, it's that she shouldn't collect her ksuba another time. So therefore, what is this that he's saying that, look, the reason why I didn't tear up the get is because she told me that she's not going to be able to have a get to get remarried. Oh, wait a second, but then you should have torn it and written on it an amendment to show that that's not why we tore it up. It is a valid get, but just says she shouldn't be able to collect with it another time. And that, says the Gemara, Otu kol de magvi, you think that anybody who collects a debt, bebedina magvi, that they collect and they pay up a debt in the court? No. What was happening in this situation was, the place where he paid her up the ksuba, there was no court that should direct him and that he should write this type of a thing, and therefore, he didn't know to do such a thing. So therefore, essentially what the Gemara is saying, the reason why Abaye retracted is because why would the halacha be that she collects her ksuba, even if it's in a place where you can't tell her, hey, you want to collect a ksuba, where's the ksuba document? Because as Abaye was contending, it's a place where they don't write a ksuba. It doesn't make a difference because he should be believed to say, parati, that I paid it up, because although that the get is still around and then they should have torn it, he didn't know that he could tear it because she said, no, you can't tear it because I'm not going to, have to get remarried. Now, although there is an option how to tear it and yet allow her to get married by writing an amendment on it, that would be only under the direction of a court, and he didn't have a court around. They didn't know that he could do that. So therefore, it's legitimate to say that he paid it up, but he didn't rip up the get, and therefore he should be believed. And therefore then, that's what was bothering Abaye, even though I wanted to contend in Mishnah Masechta's Gittin, that it's only reason why we return to the and let her collect the ksuba, even though he's claiming that he paid it up already, is because it's a place where they don't write a ksuba, but it's not true. He should be believed, unless, and that's where Abaye retracted, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason why he's not believed is because you never believed regarding Maisa Bezdin to say that you paid it up, unless you verify in court or with witnesses, and that is why, in that Mishnah Masechta's Gittin, we said that she's going to collect a ksuba in any situation, whether it's a place that we write a ksuba or we don't write a ksuba, it doesn't make a difference. That supports Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, and that's why Abaye retracted from his contention regarding that Mishnah being like Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah of this parak, of the first two parakim, regarding finding a lost object, specifically in the theme of the previous Mishnah, refining a document. Says the Mishnah, Matze Gitei Nashim, if somebody finds a document of a divorce for a woman, or B'Shechur Avadim, or the document that emancipates a slave, or Daitiki, which is a Tzava, it's the command of a Shechimer, of a dying person, which is from the word of Dot to Heikoi, that it's from here that it should be established, because when he just says it, it's like as if it happened already. Matana, or a document of a gift, or V'Sheivarin, of a receipt. Says the Mishnah, if someone finds any of these documents, Hareza Lo Yachz, he doesn't return it to the individual, because, meaning to the recipient, Shani Oimer Kesubinari, because I say that it was written, but V'Nimach Alein Shalilitnet, but the one who is giving it decided not to give it. So therefore we don't know that if we could deliver this to the one who the gift was supposed to go to, or to the woman, or to the slave, because we maybe it was written, but it was never given, and therefore we can't return it to the recipient. Now the Gemara asks a question from an inference from the halacha of our Mishnah. Taima de nimlach shle litnan. The reason why you're saying is that we can't give it to the recipient is because maybe the one who wrote it up changed his mind and never ended up giving it. And it fell from him, and therefore you can't give it to the recipient. Now the inference is, ha'amar tenu, but if let's say right now he would say, no, give it. Then it would sound like naisnan, that now that we found this thing, he says, no, I had given it, I want you to give it to that person. Then we would give it. Vafila, and even if it was found lizman meruba, after a long time from when it fell, and what that means to say is that we're not concerned that maybe this is actually a different get from somebody else, and it just happens to be that the names are the same names, but really fell from somebody else. Obviously, at the time of a mishnah is not concerned for that. That asked the Gemara of Reminu, but there seems to be a contradiction from a mishnah Masechet Gittin. The mishnah says, "A mevi get v'avirimin." If someone's bringing a get, he's a shliach, he's on his way from the husband to the wife to deliver the get, and he loses it. So says the mishnah, "Mitzoy la'alter." If he finds it immediately, which the Gemara over there on the Chav Zayin Mabez explains, it's the amount of time that it would take for a caravan to pass by where he dropped it, and that they should settle over there. Now, because in that amount of time, we wouldn't say that the caravan that passed by that fell down, because they didn't delay that long enough that it could have fell from them. So if it was immediately in that amount of time before they could have settled, then kosher, then it's a valid get, because we assume that it's the one that he dropped. Imlav, possible, but if not, if it was enough time that people could have passed by and another get could have fell from someone else with the same exact names, then the get is possible. So that contradicts the halacha of our mishnah, because our mishnah makes it sound like that it's only where he said, where he didn't say give it, but if you would say give it, even if it was found after a long time, you would give it, not like the mishnah Masechet Gittin. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says lekasha, not a difficulty. Khan, the mishnah Masechet Gittin is talking about b'makom shasha yaris mitzuyas. It's in a place where caravans are common. It's a lot of traffic over there. So there, if you don't find it right away, we definitely have to be suspect that maybe it fell from someone else with the same names. Khan, our mishnah that says even after a long time, we just don't give it because maybe it fell from the one who wrote it up, but if he says give it, you would give it. It's b'makom she'ina shiyaris mitzuyas. It's talking about a place where there's no caravan, there's not that many people that pass by usually, and therefore there we don't have to be suspect even after a long time. Now, on that, the Gemara continues and says, it's not Rabbah who's saying, but rather the Gemara that says that when Rabbah said this interpretation, that even in a place where there are caravans that are common, which that's the way he described the Mishnah Masechet Gittin, that we would have to be concerned that maybe it's puzzle, he only said it with an additional variable. It's only where that it was also established that we know that there's someone with the same name in that same city where the get was written, where they both have the same names and their wives have the same names. That's where, A, that there's caravan, so it definitely could have fell from someone else. Moreover, we know that there is such a person in that city with that same name. Now, says the Gemara, how do I know that it has to be that Rabbah said it, not just that there's caravans, but also that there's someone else in the same city that actually has the same name? And only then are we concerned that it's possible. Because the Ilei Temahachi, because if you don't say this, the Rabbah needed both these variables to say that it's possible, then Kasha the Rabbah, the Rabbah, Rabbah then would have contradicted himself. Why? Because of the following incident. Now, who gita d'shtakech b'din ed Rav Huna? There was a certain get that was found in the courthouse of Rav Huna. In other words, in the place where he would sit and judge. Now, since everyone would come to the courthouse of Rav Huna, it's a place, what's called Makom Shasheres Mitzuyos, it's a place where caravans, where many people are found. Now, so in that place, they found a get. Now, because of where it said on that get, b'shviri in Shviri, Masa de al Rachis Nahara, which is a city on the river Rachis. Now, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, as you continue to have in Beis, Chashinan, now this is although that where an individual is coming in front of us and he's saying, this get fell from me. There is a certain guy that sent me to send it to his wife. And moreover, we know that in Shviri, there is no two people with the same name. In spite of that, Rav Huna said, Chashinan Lishnei Shviri. We're concerned that there's actually another place called Shviri, that in that place there's a Yosef ben Shimon. So although that even in this place itself of Shviri, we know that there's only one Yosef ben Shimon, but on that Rav Huna says, we can't give it back to this guy. Because although he's claiming this is the get that I brought, there might be another Shviri, within that place will be another Yosef ben Shimon. That's what Rav Huna said. Now, V'omli Rav Chizal Rabba, Rav Chizal said to Rabba, Puk Ayinbo, go out and analyze this sugya, this topic. Because in the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you about it, and I want you to be prepared. So Nafuk Dakva Ashkach, he went out, he investigated, and he found a tanoik source for this halacha. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah of Chaf Amar Alf. The Mishnah there says, "Kol Maisa Bezdin, anything which comes to court to be verified, which the concept of that is that there's no concern to say, which is the idea of our Mishnah, that we said we don't return it to the recipient because maybe the one who wrote it had changed of mind and never ended up giving it. When it's a Maisa Bezin, where the court verified it, we know that it actually happened because they only verify once it happened. So therefore says the Mishnah, Davchav HaReitzi Yachzer. So therefore you return it to the recipient in that case. Now, that was what was Rabu was saying, where here, since this is something that where it was verified in the court, and that's why it was brought over there, and that's why they found it there in the court, says Rabba that, what do we have over here? We have Vaha Beidina de Rav Huna, we have the courthouse of Rav Huna, the Chimakim Shashiritz Mitsuyas Dami, where that's a place which is caravans are found. Now, V'kapashad Rabba de Yachza, says the Gemara, and what did Rabba say? Rabba said that you're going to return it to the one who said that it's from him, because he brought a source of a Maisa Bezdin that you return it. You return it as long as there's no concern that maybe it was written and wasn't given, that which you don't have over here because it was in the courthouse and therefore it was verified already. So then you're going to return it to the recipient, meaning to this guy who's claiming that it's his, which is the Shliach. Now says the Gemara, Alma, so we see, Ihuchzukushna Yosef ben Shimon in, that only if it was established that there are two Yosef ben Shimons, then yes, is where we wouldn't return it to the Shliach in this case. But Eloi, but if not, then no, meaning the only way we're not going to return it is because the Gemara said that if we read Rabbah just literally the way he resolved the contradiction of our Mishnah Masechet Gittin, it would sound like that as long as the Shayar is Mitsuyas, you can't return it. That can't be because Rabbah clearly, in that case by Rav Huna, that was talking about Shayar is Mitsuyas, the courthouse of Rav Huna is Shayar is Mitsuyas, and still he said return it to the guy. How do you know? Maybe it's from someone else. No, because that's what the Gemara said. Rabbah holds that there's another variable that's required. If it's Muchzik, if we know that there's another Yosef ben Shimon and it's Yosher's Mitzuyas, okay, then we wouldn't return it. But in the courthouse of Rav Huna, that Shviri, it wasn't. It was only established that there's, in that Shviri, was only one Yosef ben Shimon. Now, Rav Huna was bringing up the idea that maybe there's another Shviri with Yosef ben Shimon that we don't have to be suspect for. It's only when we know when it's Muchzik to Yosef ben Shimon's and it shares the Mitzuyas, then we'll return it. But again, if you only have one of them, which is like by this case where Rav Huna, we only had shares Mitzuyas, then you would return it as Rabba had said. Now the Gemara says the Ovid Rabba of the Rabba actually followed, he actually did a halachic psak, but who gitted the shtakech bekisna the Pumbedisa regarding that get which was found in the flax house in Pumbedisa? Kishmaite, according to his teaching, as we said, as the Gemara had proved to say, to explain his resolution of the two Mishnayis on Omen Aleph, that you need two things. You need to have a Shashiris Mitzuyas, and that it's Huchzik, that it's established that there are two people with the same names. Whereas here in this story, it was only one of those two variables, and therefore he said it's Kasher. Now, Iged Ami, that those that say, to explain what was that story, Heched de Mezavni Kistam, where the get was found was in the place where they sell the flax. Now, but it was not established that there are two people with the same name in that city. So Avakav the Shchich and Shayarso, even though that there is common caravans, that there are people that come and go and buy, there's a lot of people that come to buy the flax, still he returned it to the guy who claimed that it was his because it wasn't established to be two Yosef ben Shimons in the city which it was written, and we don't have to be suspect to say that, like Rav Huna was entertaining, that there's another city with that same name, with that same person's name in that city. Now, the Ikeda, I mean, those that say that, no, it was the other variable. It was actually found, Heichad the Torah Kistam. It's found in the place where they soak the flax in the soaking water. That's where the get was found. So, and what was it meaning like his teaching? Because Va'avagav the Huchzuku, even though it was established that there were two Yosef ben Shimons in that city where the get was written, still Rabbi said the get is kosher and you can return it to the guy who said that it fell from him in the place where it was found because the Leishchicha Shayaris. In that place where they soak the flax, not a lot of people come. People come where they sell the flax, but where they soak it, it's not. And therefore, again, since it only had one of the two variables, that's why Rabbi said it's kosher to return it to the guy who said that it fell from it. That was, again, the contradiction of our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Gittin and how Rabbi resolved it. Now, the Gemara says very similarly, Reb Zeira, Rami Masnit Na Braisa Umeshani. Reb Zeira, instead of asking contradiction from the Mishnah Masechet Gittin on our Mishnah, he asked a contradiction from the Mishnah Masechet Gittin from a Braisa. And he answered it. The question was, Tan, we learned in that Mishnah Masechet Gittin that said, Hamevi Get V'Avad Amenu. Someone brings a get, he's on his way, and then he loses it. Metzayla alta kasha. If he finds it immediately, as we explain what that measurement is, then it's kasha. Vimla apostle, but if it wasn't immediately, then it's apostle. Now, Vermini, on that, Astrib Zera, this seems to be contradicted from a Brisa. Brisa says, Motza get Isha Bishukim. Someone finds a get of a woman in the marketplace. Says the Brisa Bismansha Baal Maidu, when the husband admits that, yes, he divorced her, and this get, it's not that he wrote up and he changed his mind, he gave it to her, and it's from her. So Yavzli Isha, then you return to the woman. Eina Baal Maidu, if the husband doesn't agree, says, no, this get didn't fall from her, she's not divorced. I wrote it, but I didn't yet execute with it. Then La Yavzli Loyla Zebulayla says, and says the Brisa, you don't return it neither to him or to her. Now, Ketanim Mias, one thing that the Gemara Reb Zeir wants from this Brisa is that we learn, Bisman Shabal Maida, when the husband admits that he gave it to her, then Yachzli should return to the woman, and that sounds like Vafilas Mamaruba, even after a long period of time, because it doesn't differentiate. That contradicts the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that says they'd only return it only if it happened right away. But at a later point in time, you have to suspect it was from someone else. And obviously, that's not a kosher get. You can't use that if it was someone else's get. Mishani Reb Zeir answered, Kan, the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is told Mabamok Mishashiras Mitzuyas, in a place where there's a lot of traffic. So definitely have to suspect that it could have fell from someone else. And here in the Bryce system, where there's not a lot of traffic, there's not a lot of people, and therefore you don't have to be suspect, and therefore if the husband admits he gave it to her, you give it to the woman. Now, Ikeda Amida, those that say that Reb Zeira's interpretation was, moreover, it's only that when, besides Shayyaris Mitzuyas, there was also established that there are two people with the same name that was on the get, that's where the Loi Nahada, that's when you don't return the get. It says the Gemara behind the Rabbah. That would be exactly Rabba who holds you need both. And now, Ikadam, those that say that no, Avagav the Loi Huchzuku Loi Nadar. Reb Zeira was explaining the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, even if it's not established to Yesim and Shimon's, then still you don't return it as long as it's Shayyaris Mitzuyas. Upliga the Rabbah, and that he's disputing Rabbah. He says even just Shayyaris Mitzuyas would be enough reason not to return it to the people that are claiming that it's their get. Now, the Gemara asks, Bishlema Rabbah, very well we could understand Rabbah, that he said his interpretation on the contradiction of the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin on our Mishnah. Lo yamak Reb Zeir, we understand why he didn't say like Reb Zeir, who he posed the contradiction from Mishnah on the Braisa, because Masnit Nalima Lelek Shuyi, it's better to ask a question of Mishnayis, because that's what's primary, because that's a real wonder when Mishnayis contradict each other, and you really have to come up with a resolution, because they were all compiled by Yehuda Hanasi. Whereas a Brisa, you could say it's not a primary Brisa, because as the Gemara quotes this terminology elsewhere, that if Rebbe didn't teach it, which are the core texts of Mishnayis, then Reb Chiya put together the Brisa, where did he get it from? So you don't have to really, it's not such a difficulty, a Brisa on the Mishnah. So that's why we understand why Rebbe had why Rabbah had resolved it from two Mishnayis. But El Reb Zeira, my time, Lemek Rabbah, why didn't Reb Zeira say like Rabbah? Why did he explain this resolution of the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin by asking on the Brisa instead of asking from our Mishnah in Masechtas in Bab Metziah? So Amalach, Reb Zeira would tell you, no. Because Mikotani, did we learn in our Mishnah that Ha'omer Tanu, that but if the husband says give, then Naisen, then you give Vafiliz Mamruba even after a long time? No. Dimaha Amar Tanu Naisnan, maybe this that we're making the inference of the Mishnah's halacha, which was all on the inferential point. The Mishnah just said that if you find you don't return it to her because maybe he wrote it and he never gave it to her. Now, but the inference is, but if he said, yeah, I did give it, then you would give it even now, and which sounds like even at a later point in time, says Rabzir, no. Allah could come along the altar. Maybe this that you're inferring that if he would say, oh yeah, I did give it to her, and therefore we would give it to her, maybe that's only as we establish in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, it's only if it happened right away that it was found. But if not, then it would be possible, because maybe it's not from this woman. Now, as Rashi points out, but regarding the Brisa, Rabzir couldn't say that. Because since it says explicitly that you return it to the woman, so the Brisa should have differentiated and said, wait a second, when do we return it to the woman? It's only if it's immediately, in contrast to being in a long time. Because it's not similar to the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah said it, because our Mishnah wasn't saying a halacha about returning it. If you're saying return it, so you got to say the limitations. Our Mishnah was saying that you don't return it. It's only through the inference that we made the diuk that, oh, if he would say, however, give it, then you would return it. But since it doesn't say a halacha of returning it, we didn't have to differentiate. But says Reb Zeira that if we are making that inference, maybe the inference is only along the limitation of La'alta and not for even after a long period of time, and that's why it wouldn't be a contradiction. That's why he rather asked from the Braisa, which was clearly a contradiction, and that's why he had the answer that one Toma Shir Shiras Mitzvahs and one that it's not Shir Shiras Mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara asks, Laman da Amma l'Reb Zeira, b'makim sh'ashiras mitzuyas. There were two different interpretations in Reb Zeira's opinion of the Mishnah Masechta Skit. So on that, asked the Gemara, according to the version that has Reb Zeira as saying, that even in a place where there's caravans, the halacha is going to be that you don't return it to the individual. And even if it wasn't established that you have two people with the same name, you're still not going to return it. And as we explained to Pliga the Rabbah, that would argue in Rabbah, because he holds as long as we know people could have passed by, then already we're not going to return it, even though we don't know for sure that there's two people with the same name. So then the question is, so then regarding what are they disagreeing it? Why is it Rabbah requires both that there's people and that we should know that there's two people with the same name? Whereas Reb Zeira says, no, as long as there's people that pass by, already we're not going to return it to the individual. So that thing where it says, Rabba Sava, Rabba holds, that, and basically their machlekes is how to interpret that Mishnah, Daf Chof and Aleph. So Rabba held, Diktoni, when we learned that Mishnah, Kol Maisa Bez Nareza Yachzer, anything that's an act of the court, which was verified by the court that we return it to the individual who's claiming that it's from them, is dishtakeach bebezn askinan. When we say it's a maisa bezn, means to say that it was actually found in the court. Now, ubezdin kemakam shasheres mitzuyas. A court is like a place where people are found. That was actually the incident that we had quoted Rabbi before by Rav Huna's bezdin, where it's shasheres mitzuyas. Now, behu shehuchzuku layachzer. Now, that is what we would say that when it's established that there's two people with the same name, that's when you're not going to return it. But loyhosoku yachzer. But if it's not established two people with the same name, then you would return it. So you see that it's only when you have additionally, because you see that if it's just shesheres mitzuyas, you see that's not a reason why not to return it, because the Mishnah is saying kol ma'isa bez nareza yachzer. You would return it, and the Rabbah is learning that that's even if in the court itself. So you see shesheres mitzuyas is not a reason not to return it. Must be it's only when you also have two people with the same name that we know that. Oh, then if it's also shesheres mitzuyas, then you're not going to return it. But Reb Zeira Malachi says, Mikutani, did we learn in that Mishnah, Kol Maisa Bezen, Shinim Tu Bebezen? Any act of the court that's found in the court? No. Kol Maisa Bezen Yachza Kutani. All we learn over there in that Mishnah is any act of the court, then, okay, so we know that the actual loan, the actual gift actually happened, because they only verify once it happens. It's then that we said that you return it. But Elo'ilam Dishtakeach Avroi, but says Reb Zeira, but it was found outside the Bezen, which is not Shashir's Mitzuyas. That's when, yeah, we're going to return it. But if it's found in the court itself, says Reb Zeira, then even if it's not that we know that there's two Yesa Ben Shimon's, even if we don't know that, still we're not going to return it, because just being Shasheres Mitzuyas, says Reb Zeira, is a reason to suspect that it could have been from someone else, and that is the reason why they disagree regarding how to interpret Kol Maisa Bezdin. Does it mean just the Maisa Bezdin, where that like sounds like Reb Zeira, or like Rabba said that, yeah, but it's in the court itself. The way you found the Maisa Bezdin, that would sound like Rabbah, because then you would return it, even though this shares Mitzuyas, and must be that when you don't return it, it's only when it additionally has Huchzuku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon's. So that was one resolution of this Braisa, which was how Reb Zeira had said the contradiction. Rabbi Yirmi Omar, he says, a second resolution of the contradiction between the Braisa and the Mishnah Masechta Skit, meaning how do we understand the Braisa that says that you return it to the woman when the husband admits that he gave it to her, which sounds like even after a long period of time, when we ask where the Mishnah Masechta Skit says it's only immediately and not after a long period of time. So on that, Rabbi Yirmi says, Kagain de Ka'amri Eidim, the case would be talking about where the witnesses that are signed in the get say, we never signed on more than one get of one Yosef ben Shimon. So therefore it's obvious that this get is from this woman, because these are the witnesses and they verify that we only signed the one. So we know it couldn't have been from another one. So the Gemara asks, Ihachim Elamem. So then what was the necessity of the Chiddush of the Braisa? Of course you were going to give it to the woman, because there's no reason to suspect that it fell from anyone else. That's the Gemara says, what would I thought to say, Lechush Dilma Isra Mishma Kishma Be'edim Ke'edim? Maybe we would think to entertain to say that maybe this get that was found, not only did it have the same names of the husband and the wife, but actually the names of the witnesses are the same names. And maybe that when they say, oh, my name is on the get, oh, I only wrote one get, so it must be yours. No, maybe that not only did the names of the couple be the same, but maybe the witnesses that signed had the same names as those witnesses. That's the chiddush of the braisa. No, we're not going to suspect that even the names of the witnesses are the same. And if they say we only signed the one, then even those mamarub are going to return. But it's only because of that stipulation that they say we only signed the one. But or else, in general, yes, like the Mishnah Masechet Zikin had said, it's only if you find it right away, but if you find it after a long time, we're not going to return it to the woman or to the shliach. Rav Ashi Amar, he gives a third interpretation of the braisa, why it doesn't contradict the Mishnah Masechet Zikin. He says, Kegein de ka'amar, the case is talking about where it said, Nekev yesh by bitsat ois plainus, where, let's say, the woman says that there's a hole at the side of that letter in the get. Now, explains Rav Ashi, v'davka bitsat ois plainus. It has to be exactly where, it's such a type of a simon, where he says that there's a hole in the side of the letter, which is what's known in halacha as a simon muvik, which is a definitive sign. Because that even if we're going to say, when we return a lost object with the halacha of simanim, which is actually a question later on in Eilim Tzias and Avchav Zayin Mit Aleph, if that's a biblical halacha or a rabbinic halacha. So even if you're going to resolve and say that simanim, to return a lost object through a sign, is only rabbinic, you could still rely on this, what we're calling a simen muvik, a definitive sign, to permit iser deraisa of a ishes ish of a married woman, because it's a simen muvik. But if it's just a random hole, she says that, oh, there was a hole, or he says, and that they're proving that it must have been her get that fell to return to her, then that wouldn't be enough proof, and then we would have to suspect that, yes, since it was found after a long period of time, then maybe it's someone else's get. Because as the Gemara explains, Rav Ashi misafkale, Rav Ashi was in doubt regarding simanim, a sign that we return a lost object, if that's a biblical law, and therefore, yes, even by an issa deraisa, like what we're discussing over here, we could rely on to allow this woman to get remarried to someone else, or idrabanan, or if it's only rabbinic, which therefore, maybe only by a lost object, where since it's monetary law, the rabbis have domain, what's called hefker, bez, and hefker, they, even though really maybe it's not this person's, they can make it hefker, they can make it ownerless, and thus give it to the one who's giving the simon. But by a issa deraisa, then that we're not going to rely on when it's prohibitory law. Now, Rashi just points out that why didn't the Gemara just say that Rav Ashi held that simonim are rabbinic, and then we can then resolve the question that we're going to ask later on, that we see simanim under Rabbanan, and that's why Rav Ashi says that you need to have a simen muvik. That says, Rashi, that's not difficult, because how do we know that it was obvious to Rav Ashi that it's rabbinic? Because even if he'd be in doubt if it is rabbinic or biblical, he would still say that it's asr mitzafik, and therefore he would require a simen muvik for this situation, so therefore it's not a proof to answer that question regarding simanim, if it's Rabbanan or deraisa. But again, that's another resolution for this question regarding the contradiction of the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin and the Braisa, where we had Reb Zeira that said, oh, the Braisa is good even after Lazman Ruba because it's not Sheyaris Mitzuyas, there's not caravans there, in contrast to the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Reb Yirmiyah had answered that the reason why we're not concerned even after a long period of time is because the witnesses say that we only signed the one get. And Rav Ashi explained that because they have a simen muvik, so that's how we know for sure, even if it was found after a long period of time, that it was her get and not from someone else. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha of Rav Ashi regarding a simen in a document that Rav Bar Chana, that is, as we continue on top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph, he was an agent to bring a get, and Irkas Legita B'Midrash, he lost the get in the study hall, and then it was found. So Amar, he said to the people who found it, Isimana, if you consider a simon assigned significant, that should be a reason to return the get to me. Isli bigave, I have a simon in the get. And itviyaseina, and if you consider significant what's called tvias ayin, which is the eye's recognition of something, isli bigave, I also have in this get a tvias ayin, meaning I recognize the handwriting of the scribe and of the witnesses and the length and the width, like somebody recognizes his friend just by cognizance. Not that he has a simon to prove it, but that there's a recognition. So I also have that, and says the Gemara, ahadrud nale. They went and they returned the get to him. Now, Amma, he said, lo yadana, I don't know. Imishim siman hadru nale, why they gave it to me was because I said that I have a simon. And hence, although he didn't have a simon muvik, but for kasavi simon deirai, so they held that the halacha of simon are biblical, so although I didn't give a simon muvik, they returned to me the get. or imishum tvius eina hadron elia. Maybe the reason why they returned it to me was not because of simon deraisa, was because that of my recognition of just looking and say, yes, I recognize it. But that halacha would be v'davka mitzuva mirabanan. That would be specifically for a Talmudic scholar who we assume by him that he doesn't change his words and he's not going to lie. And we believe when he says he recognizes something, even though he doesn't have a simon. But that again wouldn't apply to a regular person. We would say that he wouldn't be so honest in regards to his recognition, and therefore then that halacha wouldn't apply. Again, that relates to the previous interpretation of Rav Ashi regarding this ambiguity in the halacha of simonim, if it's deraisa drabanan, if that would allow someone to have a get returned to him or not. If it's deraisa yet, yes, but if it's drabanan, then not.